I want to reiterate the point. I'm happy that everybody knows standing order 41 and 81 now. Very happy. I'm quite sure everybody knows standing order 43 now, if not before. But remember always, and we must read these standing orders very carefully. And we cannot have it, give it with the right hand and take it with the left hand. The standing orders, to use your word, that overarching power that the speaker has, is to be engaged when the rules are otherwise silent. Okay? It is not a situation for the speaker to disregard what are the rules of the house. Because although the speaker is the, she administrates over the proceedings of the house, she too is guided by those said rules. And I trust that that has sufficiently answered your question. Now, when we took the suspension, the last bit of the ruling was that the honorable member was named and therefore, according to the rules, suspended until the next meeting of the House.